Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Happy Halloween. If you're celebrating tonight, I want to know, what are the plans? What are you doing? But more importantly, I need a little bit of help because I'm not a big Halloween fanatic or fan. I don't have decorations. I didn't dress up, unlike Kira and Shane earlier today. But I did go and buy some stuff for trick-or-treaters, primarily because of peer pressure and I don't want to be the talk of the neighbourhood. But I am asking you, what is the going rate for trick-or-treaters? Like, how much stuff do you actually have to hand out? With me today in studio, our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, and off the balls, Adrian Barry. You're both very welcome.
Andrea.
Jess, you are sort of in that same predicament as myself.
Yeah, I got into an absolute panic about it yesterday. So I've had the Halloween decorations up for about three weeks.
Well, this
now.
Is your, like, this is right up your street.
The Christmas decorations are going up next week.
Yeah.
They're going up on Sunday.
Yeah.
But anyway, Halloween went up a few weeks ago. I put stickers on the window. I carved my pumpkins.
Now, for perspective, she hasn't a couch, but we've Halloween decorations, right?
The couch is coming today, actually, at 4 o'clock, just in case you were wondering, right? But the stickers went up, the pumpkins were carved, the big Frankenstein bag for trick-or-treaters was filled.
Stop.
But then my dad and my boyfriend, who were decorating the house, every time they were coming up and down the stairs, were taking them. So there was nothing left. Went and restocked. Put it up on Instagram yesterday because I lived in an apartment for 10 years that never got trick-or-treaters. This is my first year going big. The amount of people who were saying, whatever you have, buy double. They were saying to me that you need to do at least 3 items per child.
Sorry.
Then there was the suggestion of bags.
Stop.
So I went out and I went full make and do mare. I broke out the Sharpies for the first time in the new house. I sat on the floor, watched a bit of Hocus Pocus, and I drew little pumpkins. I drew little witches.
Oh,
I drew little cats. I wrote Happy Halloween on every single bag.
So make and do party bags for Halloween.
Absolutely.
You're all in.
I'm not a regular neighbour.
And how much stuff is going into these bags?
So what I did was the little bags, and don't come at me about the unhealthy treats. I'm not giving apples to anyone. But I did a little bag of Haribos, a lollipop, and then either another lollipop or another thing. Like, there was like little chocolatey things as well. So there's three things,
in
each bag.
So I went yesterday, right? And I got, a packet of crisps and I got...
You're doing crisps?
Well, I didn't know what to do. So I got crisps.
Don't
and then
be judging her.
So I got crisps. So the banshee bones or the...
Perfect.
What do you call the monster ones? The green ones?
Monster ones.
Thank you. And just... Meanie, sorry, she's roaring at me here.
Yeah.
Chocolate, just like a chocolate bar. Now, it's not a full size, but it's not a mini. It's an in-between size. I thought that was good. And then I have a poll up today on Instagram. 53% of people are telling me two things is loads. 24% are telling me you have to give Halloween party bags. 18%, including Kieran Cullihy, by the way, breaching all GDPR here, telling me three. You have to give three or you're the Grinch.
No, you don't. By the way, KSI meets Logan Paul over there with the little party bags. Jeez, I mean, I'm telling my kids... And we don't live a million miles away from Jess. I'll be telling my kids, steer clear of that because you're
really
going in for that stuff.
Wow.
I don't need to be clear, right? We did, so our kids are nearly 8, nearly 6, nearly 3. And for the first one, we absolutely went bonkers for the party
bags.
Really, yeah. The kids do love them, but they're not worth the hassle.
Why?
Just get all the stuff that you have. Listen, you're getting way more out of this than the kids are.
I can tell.
We were chatting outside earlier on. Absolutely. Get all your stuff. Get a box. Dump it all into the box. We have a load of Swizzlers, you know, the refreshers and those little bars that, you know, you leave a tooth behind. I've had more than one of them over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Dump them all into the box at the front door. Like, typically, we're not going to be at home for a couple of hours anyway when you're out and about picking up your own sweets. So you're not going to be there to hand them out. So dump them all into a box. And I don't think you need to be, like, we wouldn't get into, like, if a kid comes over, there's a box of sweets there, they'll take two or three of them. Like, if they end up taking five of them,
that's a great level of trust now that you're placing.
It is a bit, but typically when we've come back, and like, we wouldn't.
Sorry, so you're operating an honesty box.
Basically, an honesty box. That's how it works.
I'll be swinging by the Barry Gaff later on.
Well, I know if the boxes have empty, Logan Paul has been around.
But so they're only taking two or three things.
Typically, yeah. Like, typically when they come to the door, they'll obviously trick or treat. I've never actually tried the "we don't have any treats for you." What have you got in mind?
Yeah.
But you know, they'll you normally say if you take two or three. Normally, they're like on the lower side.
Do
you kind of have to say, "Dad, fill your boots there. Come on, get stuck in."
Laura Nolan Horgan, who's the owner of the LNH Edit, is with us on the programme today. Laura, I believe you're a huge Halloween fan.
I am. Just listening to you all there. I love Halloween. It's making me so excited for tonight. It's not something that I always loved, though. When I was growing up, I just wasn't really into it. And then when I had my second child, he was born on Halloween night. And ever since, I was like, OK, we're all in now. We just have to embrace this. But yeah, we're all excited for tonight. I've got three kids. They are 6, 9 today and 10. So yeah, we're mad into Halloween.
So you have a birthday on top of Halloween. That must be an absolute disaster.
It's full of sugar, let's put it that way. But yeah. It's actually quite nice, and I think he thinks that Halloween is all about him and for him.
Brilliant.
Like, he goes to bed tonight like with his blinds open in his room looking at fireworks, so it's very special for him. But we always have to have two parties because today is obviously Halloween, so he definitely does very well out of it.
And what's the going rate? So what are you going to hand out tonight? How much stuff do we need to give?
So we've a mixture going on as to what you were all saying there. So we have a lot of bags made up, but in the bags is like combinations of stuff. There could be those like mini stamp things, you know, Halloween, like bits of fun. And then we do, so come kind of say, all our kids are quite young, so they're all in by like 8 o'clock max. So after that, then it's the honesty policy where it's kind of whatever's left out and people help themselves. And I totally agree. I think kids are, well, especially around us, they're so nice and so polite, and we're always trying to shove stuff into them. It's never, we always have loads of stuff left over, so yeah, don't be worried.
Listen, do you talk about the houses that, you know, put up a per show or per performance? There must
so
be
I
the
live
one
in an estate, so it's very competitive.
Yeah,
where
I'd
I
say
live.
So.
We're all so into it. And every year, I suppose, it gets bigger and bigger because people are adding to their collections, you know. So anything that you get this year, you kind of just add it on. So the doors are getting bigger and better every year. But the ones who don't decorate, you don't go to.
Oh, so that's the sign.
Yeah, that's apparently the calling card.
Yeah.
That's the
after the lights are off and there's nothing out, you don't go near. Don't bother.
I've no decorations up, but I have a Halloween wreath. But like, it's an like an autumnal one. It's not.
You won't be getting.
They
kids
won't be going
in.
Wow, what lovely autumnal colours.
I love that colour palette.
Not sure. Now the kids will be running up to your door.
Well, they came last year. And that's, you know, you feel under. I don't want to be the Donegal Grinch. Do you know what I mean? In the neighbourhood.
Well, that's what we all call you.
Yeah, well, I know if you called me worse, I'd say. But I don't want to be the talk of the neighbourhood.
But would you not, now, okay, show's over at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Would you not waddle out, buy a little ghost, hang it on the lovely trees outside your front door?
You're going to have to get something,
get
Andrea.
A pumpkin.
You can't have nothing. I'm telling you, you'll be left
with. Well, I didn't have anything last year.
No. Come on now.
Everything was cleaned out last year.
We're doing this because we care. This is an intervention. You need to embrace the decorations. Come on.
Laura.
Yeah, I agree. You don't even have to carve the pumpkin. You could just buy one of those big gorgeous pumpkins and just leave them at your door. And
Laura,
maybe a ghost.
Can I ask, how much, this seems extraordinarily elaborate on your part. How much are you spending on this stuff?
Do you know, we have a treat box in our house that goes all year round, and that gets empty tonight. So like that was added in. So I made the rookie error of shopping early as well. And I was buying boxes of celebrations, and they were in Aldi and Lidl, and they had a deal. I can't remember which one had them.
Yeah.
So I used all those and some like Haribo jellies to make up the bag. So it wasn't that bad, but I didn't seal those bags, and my husband has got the sweetest tooth. So
So they were cleaned out.
My preparation, my early preparation
was
a disaster.
This texter says, I don't give the children sweets for Halloween. I give them money, and everybody gets at least €2.
Can you send in your address and I'll dress up?
Hang on. And if they sing a Halloween song or do a dance, they get a fiver. We had 73 kids call last year. We're expecting more this year. However, my house never gets egged, unlike my Halloween Grinch neighbour. It's totally worth it.
I'd pay them not to sing. I would pay people not to sing. I don't.
You
don't
want them
sing.
In and out.
Take the sweets, be cute, and then waddle away.
Do your thing.
Well, do the math. 73 kids
at a minimum of €2
a pop.
My initial instinct is that's a bit grinchy. Like giving money out at the door. That's not what it's about.
Please,
I said the kids.
Go on, Laura.
The kids wouldn't. I don't know. I don't think the kids would. Yeah. Well, sorry. Older kids would probably be delighted, but. Like, say my kids would be like, no, give us.
They'd prefer like one of the gold chocolate coins than €2.
Yeah.
Totally.
Finally, quick one. Somebody's wondering, what do you do with kids that are 12 and 13?
I was wondering the same thing, actually. What age do they stop?
They don't really go. I'd say my daughter now is 10, and I'd say next year maybe be her last year trick-or-treating.
Well, I put this up on Instagram, and one of the people got back to me saying that they don't give treats to kids over the age of 12. Hang on.
Jess, who are you hanging around with?
It was someone on the internet. It was anonymous.
That explains it.
It was actually A. Barry. But they apparently, and so many people felt very passionately about this, they said, do not give treats to somebody who calls to your door. If they've made an effort, if they're going 100%. Along, you have to give them something. Yeah.
Listen, it's been a pleasure. Listener says, the kids who come to my door get 5 sweet items each. That's from Chris. Another listener, we've sandwich bags with a selection of chocolate crisps and sweets. And finally, Andrea, you're going to have the entire neighbourhood on the door tonight. The fact you've broadcast this to the country. She's open for Halloween. You better double the stash. It's 087 1400 106. That's the number. That's Jess Kelly, Adrian Barry and Laura Nolan Horgan. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.